So yesterday we mentioned the Yushalmi that's found here in the Maramokom Zuya Batitin Babayit. And Yushalmi notes in Arla there's a distinction between Arla, which is a Eitz Machal, as the Torah described it, and the Pasuk says, V'chisavola la'aretz v'netatem kol Eitz Machal. So the key, the criteria for the Chiyuv of Arla is Oretz. And that's why the Yerushalmi paskins, that Elon that was planted as Ocha Bayis is Chayv and Arla. Because the Bayis, even though I mentioned that a Bayis has to have some sort of a Kisui, a Gag, Mechitzos and the like on the sides, but a Bayis is still in Kalum Baretz. It's included in Eretz Yisrael. However, vis-a-vis Maisa, the Torah says in Pashas Ve'ei, Aser to Aser is called to Asarecho, Hayosei Asadeh, Shana Shana. So there the criterion is a field, Dafka Asadeh. So therefore, if I have a situation where I have Maiser, not in a field, namely something that grows in a house, that's not considered to be Asadeh. Regarding Shvias, there are two psukim. One says, V'shav Sa'aret Shabbos Hashem. The other person says, Sadechol as Israel. There are two criteria, and because of that, we have Machlokes, it's either Pasach Shulchan and Chazanish. Pasach Shulchan claims we have a Sofik, where the Shvias are knowing, and in general, Shvias are not Zed Rabbanan. You have two Sfekos, and I call it a Sfek Sfekah. As a result, Sofik the Rabbanan the Kuvan. The Chazanish claims on the left hand column, item number A, not like that. Now we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Sofik and a Din D'Oraisa. And we know some did the Raisa, we go to Chumrah. So this is what, more or less, we had spoken about yesterday. And then we extended that to discuss a little bit the issue of an Otzitz. And I think I mentioned, we discussed actually the Gemara and Shabbos. My focus is Rashi and the Rambam. A person goes ahead and takes the Otzitz, Makum, and elevates it, puts it on Gavi Yosedos. So the Gemara said, Dechai Mishitolish, Rashi claims, at a rabbinic level, only in Din Rabbanan, because what you've done is you simply, essentially severed the connection, the Iniko to the Karka. Rashi speaks about Reach, the Gemara Shabbos, Be'al from the base. And the Rambam seems to indicate, no, that's a Chiyuv and a Torah, that we're over and an Isi Dorais. So, in Kol HaShas, this is a very significant discussion. The Gemara distinguishes between one flower pot that's perforated, it's called makuv, and generally we assume that yachayev. And then the other, of course, refers to an atzit shenon makuv, and the assumption is we are potter. As I said, it applies literally in Kol HaTorah Kula, not just in the Shabbos that we spoke about yesterday, but also applies in other areas. For example, kilayim. We didn't mention that yesterday, but certainly in the area of kilayim, the pasuk says, Lo sizra, you're not allowed to plant kilayim. Take a look here in the item Zayin, which is again contrasted with item Vav. Vav talks about Shabbos. So in Shabbos, the din is, as you can see first, that we mentioned yesterday, but this is also the one of Shabbos Tadakay. Hatolish Meotzis Lokuk Chay. You go ahead and detach something that's connected to the ground. So that is considered to be connected to the ground, you're over on Tolish. If it's not Lokum, then it's not connected. That's Potter. Now, however, take a look at the Din of Kalayim. And you also you see something of a similar nature. Hazoresh name in Israel, Kecha Beretz Yisrael. That's the love of Kalayim. Kalayim is Royim. There are different types of Kalayim. We were talking about the possible Sizra Karmach of Kalayim. And the Torah tells us, Pentub Dasha Lea Zer Shetizra of Sva Sakore. Says the Rambam Loke. Shenema Sakal, the Sizra Kalayim. The Rambam adds that in Otzis Nokum is considered to be connected to Eretz Yisrael. If it's not Nokum, then it's only an Isur D'Rabbanan. And this in general is the rule of thumb, I would say, kimat across the board. As you can see, Mishaynu Nokum Potter, but we know that the Lashon in Shabbos of Potter means Potter Alasa. That's the Gemara beginning of Shabbos of Gimel, and elsewhere, the Rambam says it in the when it brings a clone of Hilchos of Shabbos, that whenever Chazal used the language of Chayav, Chayav is Menatorah. Potter means Potter Avalasa. that even though Min HaTorah you're exempt, but there's a rabbinic problem that you're involved in. That's the case of Lotz Shin and Boku. And in a similar fashion, in Kilayim, if you go ahead and you mix two items, so that in Lotz Shin Boku, you're going to be Chayim in HaTorah, to Kilayim. And if it's not Lotz Shin Boku, you're only Chayim at a level of Rabbon. Now, there's also, someone asked me, but he's not here now. So someone asked me about what the size of the nekev is. That's a very good question, a very important question. The truth is submission uksin. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not exactly holding in the uksin. It's not my area, but I did learn it because it's mishnayis, and I happen to have learned all these mishnayis with my grandchildren. Because today it's the practice to finish all shishas in the Mishnah. Not everybody makes a bracha, but many of them. I never did such a thing in my entire life. I still haven't gone through shishas in the Mishnah. But because I have grandchildren, so that's how that gives me the opportunity to do that. So there's a Mishnah Muktzin. The Mishnah says over there, in the second paragraph of Muktzin, it speaks about the Shiyabah of Shorish Kotten. Question, what does that mean? What's a Shorish Kotten? That a small root could somehow pass through that perforated aperture, that perforated area. The rabbi says, so in the Trumas, that he understands that to mean less than his eyes. Sounds like a pretty large naked, pretty large hole. The Chazanish actually also discusses this in Hilchos Shvi'is. A fascinating discussion, the Chazanish. And again, what is the size of the naked? That's what he talks about as well. And he speaks about Kodesh Mashke. That's something that's more probably more familiar with that concept. Kodesh Mashke, where a liquid can go through it. This clearly is a much smaller size than what they're talking about. It means they put water inside and the tipot come out, tif. That's how the Chazanish writes, drop by drop. It means there's enough room. It's a much smaller kind of aperture, not the same size as what we just mentioned. It seems to be the Rambam and the Hilchos Trumas, and also it seems to be the Mashmos and the Mishnah Boksin. And I saw that in the Chasitza, nine wives, that's how it was a well-known, he was a fascinating personality. There are a few Trumas that I'm always very astounded by. I'm astounded by the Bikis of these people. One of them is Min Chasitza. Dying Weiss was a dying in London, and then came to Eretz Yisrael, was a dying in Eder HaBetis. And I say this in a positive way, don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, that you ask him a Shaila, and then literally, basically he presents to you the entire kitchen sink. I don't know how else to say it, which means most of what he presents is simply a Bikis, which is monumental beyond belief. I don't think necessarily it's kosher to the question at hand, but he demonstrates an absolute mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula, which in itself is fascinating. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, when he writes in Tshuva, also has the same mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula. But what he does is that he gets to the point pretty quickly, and he asks him a Shaila. He has a Magen Avraham, he's got a Taz, a Shach, a Gemar, a Rambam, and it's all over. So different people operate different ways. Anyway, so he has in the Nechasitzot, he says, even Nekev Kotten, we have to be Machper already. That's called Nekev, means a microscopic Nekev. There's already a problem regarding the issue of Otzis Nokev. That only makes it into a Nokev. Now, as I said, people want to know, what's the Shear? Shalem Shear. So they, again, they are, he quotes from Achrenim that regarding, let's say, Shinos Orla, because that's relevant, as we saw a moment ago. I mean, it speaks about 2 centimeters in order to be a Otzis Nokov, and you won't have to count Shnos Orla once again. But no, the Gavish Shemitah, he said, well, Machmir, even a Chor Kotten Lei, Chor Tantan, which he writes over there, even a minute, microscopic kind of Chor is only considered to be Otzis Nokov. The question is, what happens if I have some sort of a Tachtit under this Otzis? That's the issue that was raised yesterday. I have a some base, I'm using something as the base, or even the floor under this otzitz. So that requires a bit of a discussion. But anyway, I simply want to show you that the overall kibbutz that emerges, that if we're talking about an otzitz nokuv, that's asr ha-Torah. Twice in Kalayim and Shabbos and other areas, otzitz shenu nokuv is apparently an isur d'rabbanan. The Gabi Shemitah, we have a problem, because he doesn't indicate the otzitz nokuv is karka. So it's certainly relevant to Shemitah. What about Otzis Shenu Nokev? Is that Nisa Rabbanan? Not Nisa Rabbanan. You don't have clarity regarding Shemitah on this matter. So, Hashem Zaman Oreb HaZatzal, here, take a look at Ches. Very fascinating statement. I don't know, again, I read a lot of Hagadah Shel Zalman Orbach. I spend my days when I discovered him because it was for Adelisol Shlita. That's how I discovered Maran Harach. And I read his Svarim through and through. I have stiris left and right. Cannot imagine how many stiris I've discovered in Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach's Svarim. So who do I go to? Maran Harach Adelisol Shlita. No one else to go to. And he always answers me in the following way. David, who amar et zeh b'hekshem misuyam, הדבר השני שאתה חושב זה סותר הדבר ראשון לא מסתר בכלל, ומה זה בהקשר שני אחר, בהקשר אחר, וגם כן יש אצלו, גם כן סברות שהוא שינה את דעתו. That's what he tells me. He changes his mind from this end, this one is far. אני חשב, וואו, זה לא עד. לא, זה לא עד, אין לו זברות, שאין להם שיר, מים שאין להם סוף. And most of it was published posthumously, after his tira. And but I never saw who, he's the one who's מפקח על כל הספרים, they give it to him. His memory is absolutely fantastic, beyond fantastic. And he remembers exactly what he said under what circumstances, and that's how he miashim all these theories. So here, he has a very significant statement in this Micha Shlomo Chelek Aleph. By the way, there are different versions of Micha Shlomo. One's called authentic, one not authentic. That is me. So Harav Rav Shlita will give you an insight into that. One is black, one is red. But whatever the case is, here he tells us, you can't go ahead and compare Zeros of the Racham and Bechol Mokom. You can't do that. There's a tendency to do that. If Chazal goes there in one place, well, he goes there elsewhere. In the third place, in the fourth place, he says, you cannot do that. You can't say whatever is in Yisrael Abonim, Baal Sashen and Mokom, namely, Kalayim, Tumstam Eisra, Shabbos, we say Yisrael Abonim. So now all of a sudden, we're going to say that elsewhere, the same thing applies. Or Shrias, not that, so we're going to do that over here. And by the way, there's interesting, before I read the actual ketam, that even, let's say, a question that got me brochus. The Gemara has in brochus, in case of the Baruchin, the Gemara compares the dinim of brocha to arla. What's the nature of that comparison? What's that kesher? That needs attention, but I'm just mentioning it to you. So he said the following. He says, Zriya, about the Shenonoku, that's exactly what Chazal, they're always worried if we're mekel by a notzit shein anokov, you might be mekel by a notzit anokov, so they were gozer the rabbah. We come from near a shein, the dam was klal, zeros chacham zol zol. Don't just compare across the board zeros of Chazal, achavei shalom chamakum gozer en anokov atanokov. This zera of en anokov, atanokov was not said across the board, and he quotes Rosarua. Rosarua, one of the Rishayim, in Hilchos Arla says that I'm a terrible Otsi Shein of Noku, Potami Arla! That's what I said. Potami means, not like Hilchos Shabbos, Potami Arla. But Potami means Potami the Gamri. If you plant in an Otsi Shein of Noku regarding Arla, there's no Chiyab of Arla whatsoever. So now the question is, how do you go ahead and what are the criteria? How do we know what yes, what no? How do we know when we yes, we make Xera rabbinically, and when we don't make Xera? So he has the following suggestion, and this is so typical of Hagadah Shel Zalman Orbach Zatzal, who is creative beyond creative in every single area of halacha. You don't see such creativity by the English Meisher. You don't see the Mechasitzah. You don't see the Tzitzel Eliezer. But Shel Zalman Orbach, the Yatzraniut is mind-boggling. The Alkein Tzarech Lomah. Dafku Betumus Ameisus Gulayim Shenoi B'chal Hashem. When Mechazal goes there, something that's ongoing. Ongoing activity, namely Trumas and Isis that of course we deal with every single year, with the exception of Shemitah. Kalayim, that we deal with all the time. So since it's something which is an ongoing event, Chazal will go through. Mashen Kin Arla. When does Arla come up? First 3 years. Torah says, Shol Shem B'yalachem Abrahim B'yalachem. So that first something that comes up in the context of 3 years, there's no reason to be going through.
That happened every year though.
Oh, so that's question number one. But Bichlal, where do you get such a svara from? Very original. The Gemara does not say this. But he has to, obviously, based on the Rosarua that he just cited, and based on other information that's found in Chazal, he has to find a way to some svara to be mafchin between where we are goes and where we're not goes. He says, what about shriks? Oh, nami shriks, shirak mishev ashon, mishev ashonim, every 7 years. Gami abal amor, nishma shesom, lo gozo, and then I'll give a shriks. Shmias also is not a common event, once every 7 years. And mainly, we can assume there's no reason Chazal to be gozer. Of them, Gemara in Gittin, Nazayin of Bey, says, Isha the Abana there, Ba'atsi Shehna Lokal Bashmita, Shepishu Hatesefta, the Hatemen is Alei Pishmias. You embed something, loaf. The married after Ba'atsi Shehna Lokal, Mashma, Shevak Hatmada Vishori. Only that Hatmada is permissible by Ba'atsi Shehna Lokal. Mazria also, Zria, in an Ba'atsi Shehna Lokal, which only now is not perforated. And yet the Mashma is the deer he's making from. That's Tosefta in Masachas Gidden that Zria and also Shehna Lokum is also. That means I'm planting in something that's not connected to the ground, and that's also on Shvius. Mashenki Natmana, where you embed something, Atomin Esalof, that is considered to be permissible. So it comes out that essentially the Avshalom Zalman Orbach has some sort of criteria that it's not clear what the marker for this criteria is. It's a svar. He's saying his own svar. He, of course, is entitled to say his own svar. He's an old golem, but this svar is not found in Shas. Nowhere in Shas is there such a svar to make such a distinction. I'm not saying it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there is a rational.
It's not shachir.
Okay, you might use such a lush. It's not shachir. Very good. I like that. So I also thought lush if you went to the daifa. So that's not Shia, Chazal not goes in, and this is not Shia. Shria is for sure, but even normal, once every 3 years, it's not a double Shia. So the, in general, as I say, you look for example in the in test, the Chazanish, as a comment in Shrias. This is again, he talks about an Otsis Babais. That's what they asked me about yesterday. That's what he asked me, not here. And he's been present. He has a lot of all kinds of Otsis. He's not the only one. The Eichish Otsis Babais says the Chazanish. If I have a perforated plant in a house, into Tzalom and Zohar, otherwise the Abonon, assuming that Zriah is not also in the house. The Torah says, Lo Sizra Kam Becho Kiloyim. Kam Becho. We're talking about a carrot. You're not supposed to sow in a vineyard. That you're not allowed to do on trees. What about in the house? The Torah doesn't mention anything about a house. So assuming it's a Din Rabbonon, Geshlomah, the Bansu Shehna Lokim Bon Gozu. That would make sense. That there should be no Zerah, the Bansu Shehna Lokim came to Gam Zoreah. It's an Easter Abonim, and now I have another Shehna Lokim, another Abonim. For sure, there's no reason to be Machmir. The Achre Shikvar Hora Zokin and Pasa Shulchan the Hoke, we mentioned a few months ago and yesterday, Pasa Shulchan on the previous page, I say, page number one, that Elon that was planted inside the house. Many people have, I don't want to call it trees, I mean, the question is how you define a tree, by the way, that's another fascinating issue. We forget the Brochot, look at the Brochot, so they had. I think I mentioned this already once before. That the question is, what's the status of a banana? Is a banana a tree or is a banana? We know they make the brother, but I don't. That's, I mentioned that tight. That's how in Elizabeth, New Jersey, they use bananas for karpas. I'm telling you, I have Talmidim in Elizabeth and Chaverim in Elizabeth. He paskin that you use bananas for karpas. No one ever heard of such a psak in the entire world except for a pinto tight. That's how. Why? Because he wants to be called Ea, but the bracha bananas is Adama, because it's not clear. Because a banana is a kind of tree, but it's sloughed off. I used to go to botanical gardens with my father, to bend the bracha, every Shabbos. So we saw many, many banana trees, and that's what happened. It's sloughed off. It's not what the Gemara says actually work is a criteria in the case of the Malachi. Is it a perennial? Not a perennial. That's a Gemara's criteria. And yet this banana tree sloughed off, and there's a something with bracha. Let's say, what other example? Means we have to discover, we have to figure out what is called the tree of the halacha. There's another example, Rabbi Badi has a tshuva. What's it called? Passion tree. That's the tshuva of Rabbi Badi. What's the status of that? Is that called the tree? What brought you back at it? What brought you back at it? We'll have a psak from South Africa. They have South passion fruit in South Africa.
Skate on.
Okay. Yeah, it's very Philip is very politically correct, but okay, that's for Sarah Gumpkin. Anyway, there's a discussion, for example, blueberry bushes, raspberry bushes, all these berries, are they ilonos? And what bracha do you make on them? Big machlok is among the poskim. And so poskim say it has to be a certain height in order to be an ilon. If it's not that high, for sure it's not an ilon. But it's not so clear what the criteria are. But anyway, here's what Chavanish says. We have two Rabbanon, so there's no welcome to even discuss Otsis Babayis. And that's what I told the gentleman, Baruch Hashem, the esteemed gentleman who was here and who happens to live across the street from me. But anyway, there's no reason why you should be machmir. Now, I assume the basis for this is, it sounds like, that what is he saying? The Chazanishin says, facts make a lot of the Rabbanans here. We're piling up the Rabbanans. And in general, that's the issue of Sfex Veka. Now, it could also be, Poshit, I'll say a piece of if you don't mind, and that's the impression I have. He stresses here, Otsis Babayis, he says a few times, Zorea Babayis, Meko, Otsis Shein Anokun Babayis. You know what it sounds like to me? Bayis is not an Otsis, that Eno Nokun Babayis is not included in Otsis. Well, that the Chumash seems to be, forget about Sfex Veka. That could be one possibility. It's talking about Sfex Veka. To the Rabbanans, but he seems to be saying something else to Chazanish. And they're saying that it's not including Mashas or Shabbos Hashem. So people have these on their, I mean, he's talking about the Pesach, that's what he had. All kinds of plants on the Pesach. So that's the question, what's the status of that? So again, as I said, the way the Yerushalmi that we began tonight with, the Yerushalmi presented, is Mahalo between the Lanos and Maisos in terms of the Psukim, what the Torah actually said. But here we're talking about honoring Pesach. Well, last day we discussed someone on the fourth floor, and the fifth floor, and the tenth floor. And the issue was the geraniums hanging over the railing on the fifth floor. So what's the status of that? So the Viani is 19, Yesh Makamok, in all these situations. But the question is, let's say it's an Otsis local. Yeah, those who are machmir because they assume the sinika from the ground on that geranium that's hanging outside, hanging over the railing. I've asked gardeners. I told them there are chilukadevs among gardeners. Is there yinika? I don't know. How would you measure it, by the way? I'm not sure. I don't even know how to measure such an item. But anyway, as far as that's tzitzit babayit, that's the issue. So either there's a sex taker, or as I say, the psukim don't talk about such a thing. There's no apostle that talks about the Nazis because of Habayis. It's not existing. So what basically, you go ahead and just issue chumris. And if it's an Otsis Shein Anokun, this Bechlav the Torah doesn't talk about such a thing. So at best, the something is a Drabana. At best. So the issue of being a Kamas Lahokel in all these situations. That's what I would say. The Kol Barayin has sent you like Halacha Lamaise. And I'm not against Halacha Lamaise. I just want to understand everything that I say. The kids are, so that's what we have over here. Now, what's interesting is that the issue that comes up is the issue I want to talk about now, Chamamot, which is the next page. Chamamot, I think they translate it as greenhouses. If I'm not mistaken, that's usually now. Put the Chazanish that would make by lots of Shem and Bokul. So a greenhouse, which is not on the ground, what do they call it here? Detached bedding. That's a lot of some news with me. Which is generally, I don't know, I didn't see it now. But the last Shemitah, I went visiting, and actually before Gush Katif was down, I was in Gush Katif. And I was there a number of times, because those people were, to me, Melech Haaretz. That's why I understand the Rav Leibowitz Zatzal. His connection to those people, I have to relate to that in the most profound way. They're literally people who are guarding the Sfar of Eretz Yisrael. And those people are the most wonderful people in the world. I never met such a group of people, Mr. Nefesh, beyond belief. But you know what I saw? I saw the following. I saw what they call Matzah Menutak. We saw basically plastic. That was the atzitz. And then you have a number of items that interpose, not just the plastic. There are a few other things. I mean, they're like layers. And it's completely removed from the ground. Totally removed from the ground. And there's Adam on top of it. I mean, it's at best, Otsit Shein Anokun. At best, if you want to compare it to an Otsit, Otsit Shein Anokun. And so it seems to me that there's no, that the issue with that, with those what they call Chamamot, greenhouses. So now take a look and see what I'm referring to here. There's a number of tumors that I brought. And I just want to read some of these tumors if you don't mind. Again, I'm just simply trying to point out that it seems that almost as an elementary kind of look at this, these items I wrote, Chamamot, it would seem offhand, it should not be a problem. Again, I don't have a picture in front of me, I should have brought some pictures, but it's like a yiriyah gedolah of chomer plastic. It's a plastic, and there's no way there's any indica could possibly go through it. We're talking about plastic, that's pretty thick. I assume when you travel in Eretz Yisrael or even elsewhere, you see sometimes this. You see these massive fields with plastic, literally surrounded completely by plastic. If you haven't stopped, you probably don't stop, but I do stop. Anyway, if you haven't stopped, you'll see they're elevated from the ground. It's not connected at all to the ground. He says, it's almost as if you had, I call it, let's say, you have here Adama, below that you have a plastic, and there are other kinds of interpositions that are clearly prevent any kind of unique that might take place. So here you have a number of, though they are possibly, we'll start again with the Minchas Yitzchak. Then he has a famous tshuva regarding this matter. Now here, Mr. Gango Weiss, as I said, that the one who came from England then became the rub of the Eda Haredes, so he also has a fascinating examination of this. He writes the following. He says, the Chamamot Shaini. A Chamama is different. Kevin Shim Yodan Lekach, who were given the Akim and Mishlachim Rechabim with Zwabayah. Where do they grow them? Or where do they erect them? He calls Shtachim Nirchavim, wide expanses of area. You ever saw, I'm telling you, the size of those Gush Katif I'm talking about now from years ago, 5 football fields. I'm not exaggerating. You know what a football field is? You probably, 5 soccer fields. I don't know what they play over there in South Africa. I'm talking about massive, massive, something which you cannot imagine how large it is. So, he says, "Okay, Yeshem did so." Hear this? You can't compare this to the Yerushalmi. Wow. And then he says, of course, the guy in Rabbi Yami Yoshua Zilber, he was the Mashkiach Hiditri. In my day, I don't know if you came across him. Anyway, so he has many, many shooting. He wrote, I don't know, 20 halakim. But what's the Hebrew? I don't know how many halakim he has there. I have a number of halakim because at that time they weren't completely published when I was in Yeshiva in 71. I used to give shiurim in halakha. So there he writes, "Umasi b'chamamot hol b'tchila nivnasu l'gidul tzmachim eina chashuva kevai yisrahati b'oratze shenu nokom. Afin l'tzorech haya nefesh." Wow, what a psa. What was it built for? He claims it was built for the purpose of gidul tzmachim. For the purpose of growth. So you can't consider it to be a bias, which we said that there's no issue of an otzit, shen, or local, it's not perforated in the house, there's no problem. He said this kind of setup cannot possibly be compared to that. And as he claims that in a chamamah, it doesn't have a din of a bias, and therefore the whole heter that we were, to a certain extent, hopefully relying upon, is obviously not there. And that's what he writes further. I feel the mitzvah's man is shamish b'tor machsan. He's taking all these massive greenhouses and being machmir. He's saying that they are considered to be not a bayit. It means the whole basis for a kula is only something that has to do with an ilah that grows in the house. Because regarding Shrius, the Torah is very specific. It has to be a sada. And he claims, guess what? This is like a sada. But it's not a sada. In what sense? It's not connected. There are all kinds of plastic in. There's plastic everywhere. And yet, Dain Weiss, that's how, writes that one has to be machmir. I think I mentioned to you that Rabbi Vadya has a tshuva where he was asked the following shayla. This is very relevant. There's a store here in Ramat Beit Shemesh that sells matzah menutak, that sells detached all their products that they sell. I'm talking about agricultural products. It's all matzah menutak. It's down there. That's what I was told by several women, actually, who speak to me about these things. So the question was, in matzah menutak, what bracha do you make? If it's been attacked from the ground, of course, you should make a shahakal. Ma'asofi. Rabbi Vadya Paskins, you make a baruch adonai. Why? Almost similar to the svara that Dain Weiss is suggesting. Namely, that's something, if this is what we eat all the time, so then it becomes, even though it's been attacked, but it's, we're talking about vegetables, and even though it's not unique from the ground, So to me, the only analogy that I can draw that it makes any sense to me is what I mentioned to you once, Gemara in Kesem Avarchim. Cabbage. Is Man Chazal, what bracha was made on cabbage? Shako. It's a Gemara. Today, no one makes shako on cabbage. Everyone makes Rabbi Adam on cabbage. Why? It became something which is ragil. People eat cabbage. It's healthy. So once it becomes a davar ragil, not something that's eaten sort of almost, by the way, Vadia Paskin, similar, that in these matzah mutak fields that we eat all the time, I don't eat it the whole year, not just on the shrias. It's eaten the whole year. Things from matzah mutak. You Paskin, Rabbi Adam. I don't fully understand this tshuva of nine wives that I saw years and years ago, because at the end of the day, how can you say that this item, which as I said, has so many, it's literally chamama minuteket, matzah minutak, it should be mutter. What's the issue? I don't understand the entire issue. That's exactly why they grow it the way they do it. It was a multi-billion-dollar industry till our cousin decided to go ahead and destroy everything. Mind-boggling. What basis should there be a mokum lahachmir? So I'm just trying to be malam mitzvus on Billy yourself. And so the cabbage is a bit of a mitzvus, the bracha, Rabbi Adama, the Rav Ani Paskin. And also, as I mentioned, that it could very well be, this is the way we grow things. So now it takes on the status of what? The status of a son. I don't know if that's embedded in this tshuva. Maybe. I'm not sure. So that is the psak of the Dain Weiss. Now look at the Shiva Alevi. So that's Rav Mosner. And anyone who knows the truth of Shiva Alevi. So let me just back up for 1 second. The biggest machmir in the Shemitah is Rav Kook Zatzal. Machmir Shein Kamo. Chumra. Of course, you say, what do you mean? He's Mekel by Hefta Mechira. That is true. But everything else in Shemitah, machmir shein kavod. The Chazanish, machmir b'hechta mechira, mekel hechta Shemitah across the board. I don't know if there's an alignment between these two notions. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. But as I said, Rabbi Avadya writes that he points out that he says at one point, he says that there's no way, only Rabbi Avadya can write something like this, there's no way that we can accept the psak of the Chazanish regarding Agudas. Why not? Because he said the Beis Medrash his whole life. He never saw an Aguna in his life, the Chazanish. That's what Rabbi Avadya writes. Now, I, again, as I'm saying, you need a lot of Yerushalayim to take that statement in the, you know, face value. What a statement. Only Rabbi Avadya can write a statement like that. But the fact of the matter is that you have to live with the Matthias. That's what he's trying to point out. He was more into Matthias. First of all, Chazanish lived in a different era, a different time. So I don't think you can really compare. I don't think it's fair to compare. But the fact of the matter is that also what was given as a heter 15 years, 60 years ago, it's not relevant necessarily today. Okay, but anyway, the Shimon HaLevi, who's going, absolute going out here, if I'm not mistaken, he was the one that only Rabbi Gratzlik would know. He did the testing in Chachmi Lublin. He was one of the Bechinim over there. In Chachmi Lublin, where I was. There were the others, all the Bele Elam in Belgium, in Antwerp, and Kreisworth, and the other one from Montreal. Hirschbaum. They were the ones who gave the Bechinis in Chachmi Lublin. So anyway, the Shem HaLevi, so here he has is really probably one of the biggest monthly around Eretz Yisrael. You have to take a look at the Shurim of Rav Ozna, Hilchos Nida, marvelous Shurim, one of the most classic Svarim in Hilchos Nida that exists. He really plowed the ground for Hilchos Nida in a very modern world that we're living in, and many, many Shailas. And he's the representative of the Chazanish in Eretz Yisrael. I could use such terminology. That's essentially what he is. He's a Chazanishnik all the way. Okay, he lives in Bebrak, he has close to the Chazanish. So he writes the following. And it's very fascinating, this tshuva. Mm-hmm. אין לך רדיס, זה הכל מטעם שכבר ביהוד, זה רגל, אל תהיה כן בשביל כל ארץ עשר, והיה טעם שפתעת בעוני בתשובה אחרת, כי חוששני, אם זה רצון חזר, לעשות היתר כזה. So he also now speculates, is it what חזר had in mind to make such a heter? לזרוע ולקצור מחדש בשביס, בכל הצבע, לא ישם, זה גם build these חממות all over Israel, this גוש קטיף, massive, as I call them, football fields, or soccer fields, whatever, is your pleasure, and now I'm going to be able to do everything, all the malachas, without a problem. ועוד, היה מקנים בליבי חשש גדול, הוא באמת חשש, אם נתיר בהפרזה, אם כן, אפשר לחסות, כל הרצון, חממות. ובמה שעזבן, ישרקו חיים, ויעשו כל מיני נוח על הידיה. Now, this is not a brisker svara, trust me. Brisker is not issues of svaras. It's not this similar, but it's far more dramatic than the Minchasid svara. But it's the same idea. If we are to permit X, then we'll basically, we can may as well throw out Shemitah. The whole concept of Shemitah will go down the drain. What kind of a slur is that? Tell also.
It's the same thing that I've done with you.
The question is whether they are comparable to saying this to Hetta Mechira.
Right.
Hetta Mechira is based on the fact that farmers will not be able to survive. At least then. Today the situation is somewhat different, but at least then they could survive. They haven't been done in. At that time, felt the need to protect farmers in Eretz Yisrael by issuing a heter, heter mechira.
So there was an Erev. Israel Erev in South Africa, and Adda Ken, to give a lecture. I said, bring it down once a year, so people will remember what it is.
That's for sure. That's in general. That's what they... I don't know if that's true, by the way. In Chutzars, where there's an Erev, allegedly, assuming there's an Erev in Flatbush, so there isn't an Erev in Flatbush. Depends. I think I told you the Rav of Yerushalayim Flatbush, she happens to be a chaver of mine, so I haven't spoken to him in years, but he told me when he was interviewed for the position, that was the sole criteria. Not his alumni, not even Master of Shaila. No! Are you going to carry an heir of the Flatbush? If you don't carry, you're not a Rav. So there, the other strange thing is that the Chassidish wives carry, and they drive the buggies, what do they call them? The agalovs?
Strollers.
Strollers. The men, chas v'shol, they should carry. I don't understand what that pshat is, maybe you'll explain that to me. So, the truth is, as I said, we have a number of reasons why we should be mekel. Firstly, zriyah b'toch ha'ayit, Yerushalmi. They don't like to take this Yerushalmi and extend it to all of Eretz Yisrael. Or extended to all these football fields, as I call them. That's one. Two, Shvi'ez Manazeh, Drabon. Three, Otsushir Loko. You have so many reasons for Hakel. And as I said, it would seem, plus the fact you have other kinds of Mekomos for Hakel. It seems posh to me. And I'm not, again, Ofra Nitachas Kamos Magleim, Shem Dodo Yisrael Eilu. But there are many possible of Mako and Shum Sofek. And these svaras are Bimchila, Shvacha svaras. You say it's the same heter Mechira. That's what the heter is based there on Hesen Rube. That's a very legitimate heter. Just go ahead and say, even though something is not considered to be Zriya Masada, they say it is. Why? Because what kind of a Sada is this? Or what kind of a Bayit is this, rather? It's not a Bayit, it's a massive. Sways of land, massive dunam in Karka. But Shri is not a zero on it. And it's like an Otsu Shem Elokim, there's no unique. Okay, so it's a 5 football field. What difference does it make? Now, if we look a bit further, maybe we'll just, are we allowed to go a bit further? Thank you. I don't know, I have to ask Dr. Stern, he's in charge.
Okay.
So this is read the Shevi Alevi on the other side. Basi Ayom, Hoshim Yakov Hashabrom, Yeranova, Hitzat Mafunai, the only Vidyan Bayez Hashvias, etc. Shakar Shirshim Shulu, Mishan, the Stay Arabim, Sakar Zevin Namisha Mashkich. By the way, that was a problem. Mashkich used to go into this, the Abu Nachri issue. They went into the fields of the Arabs and it was a Sakar the Pashas. והברירה עומדת לפניך, לקחת האירוע גם לחבלים היהודים, אשר חבר לארץ אני בגוש קטיף, אחרי העיר עזה, to take that area, והם המתכוונים לגדל למקום בתוך חממות, ביתנים, סגורים למעלה בכל הצדדים, משליחים של פלסטיק עדים. He's describing these greenhouses. והם המכניסים שם עציצים, שאינם מקובים, גם של פלסטיק. ובתוך העציצים מלאים אפרן, and בשלום יזו, זה עיקר שאלה, שעצתי הכולו, דבר בהמשך. אני כדאגי, בלי להאריך, דבר מקורים, יש לנו להמיד הלוכה על תילה, ואני רצים. כן, אני רוצה להלוכה. יש לבני נוציאו של כמה קובל. זו יהיה בתור הבאים, ואני אמת שם. שיהיה דבר הזה, עוד תשאיר ללוכם. פור, הסלמי שחבל היום את זה, הם תתעדש בכלל, בו ששניה. Is that called actually Eretz Yisrael, that area? הוא שקטיב. Five, מה שהצעת את המלוך יוסו, אני אגוי. So he has five pretty strong מקורס ללוכה. אמנם, כדאי עוד להוסיף סניף להתיר למכור בחירה אמיתית את עציצים מעבר לגוי. To sell it to a non-Jew. וכאן היא מכשול שהמחירה המזויפת שנוגעו מקודם. זה נמכר באמת ולא לפנים, איסו לא שיחונים, he's worried that the מחיר בהם, it's a violation של לא שיחונים, that's not so much also thought, it's איסו דו עיסו. נא תגיד להם כאלה וקרקע, בנושא הכלל, בוציץ בעלמו. אבל אם זה נוציץ, that's not an איסו לא שיחונים. וכל הרבה אפילו בוציץ נוגע, שמעת את זה, אוקיי, בטעמי בזה, את מהפסד, מה במחר, היא נמצא ללוח, אולי יש לה אוכל, ואין לך מבוקנאו, במקום גם הלב נוטה לספק, this fits with the tshuva on the right hand side, is nimi note. The asovi, if there were some chazal, asovi shviyas, tasiyah shlemah, shekdolei shviyat, musafet kolam, dolim triyim, shenizu v'nev, dolizu v'shviyas, shekolom yehenu, ma shenizu v'shviyas, shekdu v'hetem, ma shekdu, shnif shom v'chiva, shekdolei gam yisrael. So basically, he still has pikpukim. He can't deal with it. How do we go through this kind of contrived hetem, I can use that language, to be matir somehow, on such a wide scale. So even though halachically, technically, he provided the middle paragraph, both, five reasons why I should be mako. And those are the reasons that we are mako regarding all these items. But his, shall we say, reluctance to be makir, to matter on a wide scale because of this shash that he has, is his real deal with Chazal had in mind. But Shofiyah is 19, is not the strongest sparrow that might be presented. Anyway, halacha l'maaseh, take a look at the bottom, that's we'll finish. I went about a minute or two over time. That's the bottom line. It's certainly based on that. By the way, Hashem was on the way back. Lichvod of Atzmo went to visit the Chamamot in Gush Katif. Not once and not twice. Kach Shavati, Mimaran Radem Sol Shlita, and he went himself. He used to go to Chevron. All kinds of things that Hashem was on the way that were not necessarily Niskabel in certain circles that were not happy about the different aspects. So, bottom line, Yesh Makom Lakia.
Thank you so much.